question was asked in Genesis and Bereishis. It records how Avram pursued the four kings in Parshat Lech Lecha, and it says he pursued them till Dan. Why is this place called Dan? Dan wasn't born yet. So Rashi writes that it was a reference by Moshe Rabbeinu about the section that would be Dan's. You're right, technically the land wasn't yet conquered or divided, but our sages had a tradition that that's why it was referenced that way. Chazal say that the importance of that reference was because when he reached Dan, he found himself faltering because of what would happen in the future, where this would be a center for idol worship. So that's why he pursued till there. But Rashi quotes that the reason it's referenced as Dan is because in the future that would be the territory of Dan. If you look at the prophecies of Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Dan gur aryeh, yizanek min habashan. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his prophecies, our tradition is that He also prophesied about their territory. He speaks about Asher and he says, Barzelu nechoshet min alecha, you're going to have territory that's filled with metals. He says about Asher, Me'asher shemei nalachmo, Asher is going to have so much oil. Right? How did he know their territories? So in Mezosa Bracha we see that Moshe Rabbeinu had part of his prophecy was about what section they would have. Zvulun, I'm saying each tribe got their blessing in accordance with their territory. Yosef mevorechet Hashem artzo, Yosef's territory is going to be so blessed. I'm saying look closely, you'll see each tribe was blessed in accordance with their territory. It seems like this was a given, that even though the territories weren't divided, Moshe already foresaw what their territories would be. It's a good point, but I'm saying it is indicated, according to our tradition, it's indicated in the end of the Torah as well, that Moshe was aware of what territory each tribe would get.